Karen's Landing by Jack B. DeBrule. To my brother and our month-long Alaska crusade to hit every gin joint between Ketchikan and Point Barrow. Acknowledgements. With every book, the list of those people I need to thank grows and grows. First and foremost is Debbie Saunders for putting up with my telling her, "Not tonight, honey, I have to write," way too many times. I love you. Then comes my agent, Bob DeForio, for his faith and patience. Writing has been my lifelong dream, and you have made it possible. I also want to thank everyone at Forge, especially Melissa Ann Singer, for getting this book out in a readable form. I promise someday I'll learn how to type. I also want to thank my dad for keeping my job open while I finished this novel. Then comes all those whose brains I picked, including, but not exclusively, Captain Robert Fole, Michael McCleary, Chris Flanagan, who knows more about guns than one person should, and my mom for her sharp editing pen. I give them credit for everything that's right in these pages, but I take responsibility for the mistakes. I also want to thank Clive Cussler for his fabulous quote and criticism, as well as the other Jack DeBrule, Todd Murphy, Kathy and Bill Bachman, Andy LeConte, and the Florida Gang. To the guys at What Ails You, I just want to say that none of you are Harry White, but you all could be. Lastly, to everyone who bought my first book and those who replied with so many kind letters, thank you. I can't express how much that touched me. Karen's Landing. Homer, Alaska, October 17. Howard Small leaned over the gunwale of the charter boat and retched so violently that he nearly lost his glasses. The soured contents of his stomach hit the water loudly, alerting the crews on the other charter boats. They looked over and cheered. Howard spat several times in a vain attempt to clear the foul taste from his mouth before straightening. He wiped clotted brown smears from his lips with his parka sleeve, laid his head back against the fiberglass.